chicken strips. It is 10:15, aka bedtime. Just got home from Pittsburgh because I don't know why we were there so late. But I just finished reading the four chapters that I read that I was supposed to read, which is 5 through 8. I'm not sure if I actually understand what's happening. Like, I understand what's happening, but I'm also, like, half asleep right now. So I'm not sure how good this is gonna go. Anyway, summarize major events. Well, basically, this is kind of... these four chapters are more backstory into how he got to where he was, and the author kind of defending how he decided to shine the light on Alex in his articles and in his book. It also goes into the people he met and the impact that they had on them, and comparisons to other people who have died doing similar things in Alaska. So those are the major events. I guess. Oh, we also got introduced to a nice old guy who's like 80 something. His story's sad. His name is Ron Franz. We don't know his real first name, but they called him Ronald because he wanted his first name changed, or he wanted his name changed, or something like that. His story's sad. He was a vet, a Vietnam vet, and while he was, like, stationed at some point, his wife and son got killed in a drunk driving accident, and he basically, like, started after he became a drunk, and then he quit being a drunk and started finding, like, random kids, which sounds creepy, but would find, like, kids who are, like, homeless or, like, living on the streets, aren't doing so hot, and, like, take them in and, like, give them a college education and help them get their life together and stuff like that. And then he came across Alex and tried to do the same thing, but the kid is so freaking stubborn in what he does, which I'm not sure is the smartest thing in the world, but I can understand him and, like, being set in your goals and all that other stuff. But basically, Ron tries to help him find, like, he wants him to do better. And by better, I mean, like, settle down, find, like, not a wife, but, like, get a college education. But when he finds out he does have a college education, he's not gonna end up like all the other kids who quit at high school or whatever. Then he, like, lays back a little bit and just, like, chills and, like, kind of adopts him. And towards the end, like, when he's getting ready to drop off Alex to go back to South Dakota to go work with Wayne again, he asks if he can adopt him and be, like, his grandson or his grandfather. Yeah, Alex didn't take very too kindly to that. He kind of just, like, oh, let's ignore that for a second because he doesn't like his family. And we, like, in one of the other chapters, it's talking about Wayne and a couple of other people who he met while he was working back in South Carolina at the grain place, at the grain elevator, which is, I guess, where they were originally working before he went down to Colorado or California and all that other good stuff. Anyway, he was working there, and there's a bunch of interviews about, like, girls he met there and different people and, like, their thoughts on him and how he acted and all that other stuff. And they said he complained about his family a lot, but who doesn't, honestly? Identify the choices or new struggles. Well, I guess Alex struggles with, like, family issues. I don't know. We don't really, like, get to know a lot about the, like, new struggles that he faced besides trying to find jobs. Like, he was living in, like, little, for lack of brain cells that are active right now, I'm gonna call them shanty towns, because that is the first thing that is popping into my head besides Hoovervilles. But they're basically the same things. They're like a bunch of hippies live together. They're not basically the same thing, but like, you get the point. Anyway, like, a bunch of people living together without a bunch of money, kind of doing whatever they want within the law, and not even. There was a bunch of nudists at one of the places he was at, but like, I don't know. They're just kind of live there together and do their own thing and do like swaps of goods that they have and all that other fun stuff. I mean, his American dream is kind of, it's stayed the same. He wants to live in nature and not be tied down to one place. Even though it does talk about him saying he eventually wanted to settle down with somebody, but it's like, it also said they think he's a virgin, like he died a virgin and was like influenced by other old dudes who died virgins. Granted, one of the old dudes he was influenced by also committed suicide, but it's fine. That's chill. Thoughts or questions about the novel? I don't know. I kind of want to know, like, more about what actually happened to him. I mean, right now, what's fresh in my brain is chapter 8. And that was, like, a defense from the author against the people who had, like, said they don't like Alex and they don't like the way that he was perceived or portrayed in the book and the original articles that he wrote. Which I understand and I get that he's like, okay, I see your point, but like, get your rebuttal in. But I don't care. I want to know what happened to Alex. I want to know how he got hurt and how, like, what exactly that was, and like, the interviews of that couple that first found them, like, what were their thoughts, and like, those type of things. And I know you can't really can't find that out because no one was there with him and he didn't really write down a whole lot and he didn't have that camera all the time, and so you can't know. But like, still, that's the type of stuff that I want to know. So I feel like maybe I won't enjoy this book all that much if it's gonna keep just like jumping around from the people he met. Which, that's also a really cool point of view, is to like see the people that he's influenced and who have been influenced by him and have influenced him. Actually, we don't even know if he's influenced him because we can't freaking interview him, which is annoying. Why you gotta be dead, bro? Like, that's just gets in the way of cool stuff. But yeah, I think it's cool that we got to see Ron's point of view and his story a little bit. And then I think the next chapter is like, yeah, it's talking about Wayne and working at the hay elevator or whatever it's called, grain elevator, I don't remember. Anyway, it's talking about that and the people who work there, and there's Bora. I don't even know if that's her name. I don't even know if it's a girl. Like, I'm so confused. There's so many different names and they're weird. Like, they were talking about some freaking national park and I don't even know how to say it. Like, it's gotta be like Native American or something, probably. That would make sense. Or like French. Yeah, that would make sense too. But like, why can't it just be simple names? When I see it, I just like skim over it, and that's not what I'm supposed to do at all. But I just can't comprehend what those are supposed to say. Oh, Alex. Speaking of Ron and Alex, not really, but like, going back to that because it just popped into my head. Alex wanted to push Ron into kind of doing a similar thing as he was. It's like, let go of all your not moral, that's the wrong word, but like possessions, your possessions, and like go into the wild and live freely. And he wrote this long letter, which is really good, and it was cool to read. But he wrote that letter to him basically saying, I don't think you will because you're stubborn, and basically no-ballsed him in doing it. And he did, surprisingly. He, like, put all of his stuff in, like, a storage locker, which is kind of cheating, but it's fine. And moved out into an RV into the same little shanty town that Alex was living in when they met, and just waited for Alex there while he was chilling in Alaska. Literally. Huh, that's such a bad joke. Oh, God. Anyway, he got there, and then when the author, John, came and interviewed him, he was showing him pictures and everything, and, like, he got to, like, possessions of Alex's in the bus where they found his body. And the dude, like, he, like, shut down and just, like, completely turned off. And his interview literally stops there. And I was kind of frustrated with that. Actually, no, I wasn't. I just wanted to get through this chapter so I could do this when I got home. But now I'm kind of frustrated that we don't get to learn more about what he thinks and how he's feeling and all those other things. So yeah, that's what I want, I guess. I guess I want to go more into detail on the people that he has influenced and their feelings on it. And also more into, like, the actual physical evidence of the scene where they found Alex, I guess. Yeah.